routes through Pokemon.
We are your hosts, the twin trainers, Shaylock
and Ruby.
And this week we are detailing our journey from Violet City to Azalea Town, where we take on the bug trainer, Bugsy.
Yep.
Alright, but before we get into all of that, let us catch up on what's been going on. So, we had some birthday party stuff going on recently, where some people came over to play board games and stuff. I finally got to try out a very old game, but with a reskin, Labyrinth. It was with the Mario theme on it, so that was a lot of fun, especially for some of my kiddos that are huge Mario fans. Although there is a Pokemon Labyrinth out there, so we might need to get that.
I've seen it, I think, yeah.
So yeah, that was fun. And then, it was actually my birthday recently, so I got a lot of new Pokemon cards. As far as Pokemon Go stuff is going, I don't know if there was a... I don't remember what events were going on, if there was anything new from last time. But I did catch some more shiny ones. I got a second shiny Fletchling. I already had one that evolved to Talonflame, which is fun. I think that's a cool Pokemon. What I was super excited about is I caught myself a shiny Spinarak. I've been clicking on them every time I see them, hoping to find a shiny one. I mean, what I really want is more shiny Eevees, sure. But there are some select ones that I'm really hoping. I really wanted a shiny Spinarak. I'm hoping to find a shiny Mankey, because I'm interested to see what a shiny Annihilate looks like, because I really like Annihilate, which is the new Ghost Mankey evolution.
That's what that one is?
Annihilate, yeah.
Okay.
Mankey, Primeape, and then they finally introduced a new one in Paldea. So, Annihilate. So, I really want to find one of those, and I'm also really hoping to find, like, a shiny Magnemite. I think those are some of my top lists for shinies that I'm looking for. I mean, I want all those shinies, but,
yeah. Yeah.
Even the ones that look ugly, I want at least to get one. So I was really excited about the Spinarak one, and I've already evolved it into Ariados, or however it's pronounced. But it's just it was adorable as a Spinarak, and it's also just got really cool color scheme as the evolution, too.
That is so cool! I didn't know you evolved it.
I did. Pretty, that is awesome. It's pretty slick. And I know we're entering a new season of Pokemon Go soon, so that's always exciting. And I believe they're bringing in Morpeko, which is at least featured in Sword and Shield. I don't know if it started there.
I know I like Morpeko.
It looks kind of like a Pikachu, and it has, like, that zigzag line, and then it changes forms. And yes, it's going to be able to change forms when you use, like, a special attack or something, a charge attack, in the game. So I'm really interested to see how that goes. And it looks like there's definitely rumors and hints that we're going to finally get Dynamaxing, I guess, just like from Sword and Shield in Pokemon Go. And I don't know how that's going to be different from Mega Evolving. I don't really know how it is different in the video games from Mega Evolving, but I'm interested to find out. So, that's...
I know. Me and Roselle are really excited for Community Day with Ponitas.
Yeah, that will be in September. At the end of August, I think the very last day of August, there's Popplio Community Day, which I'm also kind of excited about, because that's a cute Pokemon.
Didn't we have one of those before?
I told you about it. We haven't had it yet.
You sure? We have not had a Popplio Community Day.
I've not, otherwise I'd have some shiny Popplios.
Hmm.
Anyway, I'm excited for that too. But definitely the Ponitas, since it's both kinds...
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I even got Rosella from the PokemonCenter.com. I got her the sleeves for both types of Rapidash and that card box that can hold two decks that have the Rapidashes on.
Mm-hmm.
She was thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we haven't done any more Scarlet and Violet. We did watch another episode of Horizons. It was one where they finally got to the Galar region, and there was a chef there that... What's the chef's name on the ship? I can't remember his name now. Murdoch? Something like that, isn't it?
I think so.
Anyway, the chef from the ship met a chef in Galar that he used to bake with, and then when Milkery evolved into Alcremie or whatever, it went with his flavor stuff, and so they split over it.
Milkery went to Milkery, didn't it?
No, Alcremie is the evolution.
Oh, my bad.
I'm sure, I think. I don't know. I don't deal with it enough. But anyway, the point is that was the episode we watched, where they started off with a battle when they finally got it, but then it turned into a bake-off.
Yeah.
And Sprigatito used Leafage to put on, like, a garnish or whatever, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
So that's where we are, and they just saw Kabu, who they want to talk to, so.
Yes, you're right, Murdoch.
Nice! But yeah, I think that's what we got going on for Pokemon at the moment. And I'm excited. My wife and I have a marriage retreat that we go to almost every fall. And we like to do some Pokemon Go when we go up there, too. So I'm looking forward to that trip.
Because that's during the community day.
Oh, it is during the community day. That's right. That'll be
extra exciting. That's how I'm going to remember it.
Yep. But yeah, I think that's where we're at. So let's go ahead and dive into our discussion time.
All right. So, yeah. Last week we took on Faulkner. We had already visited the ruins of Alf, or whatever it's called. But we didn't quite figure out the unknown stuff, but I did in Crystal. So we went back in Gold and Silver, and we got some unknown.
Because the Kabuto thing, you had to switch the bottom two tiles if they looked like they fit.
Yeah. So, yeah, we switched those out. And then, now that we were able to use Flash, we also went back to the Dark Cave, where we found out that Flash isn't the only thing we need. There's a rock in the way, so we're going to need some new hidden move that wasn't in the Red and Blue games to get through rocks. But we did find...
There was one. It was, Strength.
Yeah, but it's not that kind of rock.
Oh, never mind that.
It's a different type of rock. So, yeah, Strength won't get us through those, I don't think. I think it's a different thing. Probably like Rock Smash or something.
Rock Smash, just smash the rock. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. So then we visited there, went in circles, and I caught a Zubat in there, I think.
I don't remember. We caught something.
Yeah. So, because I think I was going to give up, too. I'm like, oh, Geodude, 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 and then I found a Zubat or something like that, and finally. Because I was about to give up. So then from there, we went outside of Violet City and headed south, where that guy wouldn't let us continue going south, but now we will, and he gave us an item, which is beneficial for me.
Oh, yeah, the Miracle Seed.
The Miracle Seed. So now my Chikorita, who has evolved into a Bayleaf, his grass-type moves are stronger, which is definitely helpful since I was weak against that gym and weak against bugs as well.
Yes, but I'm not strong against either of them, so...
True. So from there, we found a lot more grass, and we found different kinds of Pokemon trainers there. I think that's where we ran into the Picnicker and the Camper.
Definitely some campers.
Yep. Yeah, and then there was a split path, so one led us onto some docks where we met some fishers, and of course there was some Magikarp and Poliwag and stuff like that. But then if we went the other way, there was a couple trainers, and there was a Pokeball for a Great Ball.
Yep.
And of course I had an easy time with the fishers, because Bailey could easily dispatch them. Bellsprout was good for it too, though.
Yeah, I think I used my Bellsprout.
Yeah. And then... From there, we found a guy that was trying to sell us Slowpoke tails to eat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Saying they were tasty, but he was selling them for like a million, so there was no way we were going to buy them.
Probably more than that.
And so we're like, no. And then I hit yes again after talking to him just to see what he'd say, because of course I don't have enough money for it. So that was interesting. I don't know why they're selling Slowpoke tails, but he was.
Yeah, I think the game made it high enough that if you got all the money and you did all the tricks and didn't use any of your money, you still wouldn't be able to buy
one. I think both games your limit is 999,000. I don't think you can get up to a million.
Huh. Well, that makes sense then.
I think that might be. I don't know. Anyway, so, but above him there was a secret item that we found. I went looking but I didn't find it, then you found it.
I checked like every little cranny of it.
Yeah, I think that was also a Great Ball. And what's really annoying is I got really close to finishing the grass patch, and maybe I didn't do the docks yet, I don't remember. And I went all the way back up to Violet City to the Poke Center because I wanted to heal again when there was just a Poke Center just a little bit there below me. Because that was right after the Slowpoke Tail guy.
But you were ahead of me, so I just was like, cool, because you told me about it.
And we found some new Pokemon in the grass there. We found, like, Ekans. And Mareep.
I don't think I found an Ekans, did I?
I don't think so, but I also don't know if I got the Mareep. But maybe we switched those.
Oh, yeah, because we both can get them, but we can find them in different parts, or we can find them more in other parts.
Yeah, I think that was the case. And then we also got a rod at the Poke Center. Some guy gave us the old rod.
Yeah, but before we went to that one, I think that's when I got my Hoppip.
Oh, did you get him in the grass out there too? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I definitely got a Hoppip too somewhere. I don't remember
where. You got it?
After the cave?
It was a different cave, like a rocket cave or something.
After Union Cave?
Yeah, probably the Union Cave.
Yeah.
There was just a little patch of grass, and you were exploring it looking for another Ekans or something.
Yes, and that's where I found Hoppip.
And Union Cave's where I got my Sandshrew.
Yes.
And you looked for your Sandshrew for so long.
So long. But at the Poke Center, before Union Cave, we got the old rod, so I went back up and fished where the fishers were, and got myself a Magikarp.
Yeah, I got a Magikarp too.
And then, yeah, then there was another trainer, another bird keeper who idolized Faulkner.
Well, when we named our Magikarps,
I was gonna
have mine named Goldie, because I like that name, and he made a little mistake and accidentally just made it Gold, but that's perfect, because that's the game I played.
Yes.
And I didn't really care.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and so from there... Well, I know somewhere in here we also did a lot of trading and stuff to get things over where we needed them. We also ended up switching our Geodudes back so that I have Rubies and Rubies have mine.
Just for the gym, so
we'd have a rock move for the bugs.
Because we were leveling them up and they wouldn't listen to us, but we really wanted them high levels, and then we switched them so that the other one had a high level that listened to them.
Yeah, because we just kept them in front so they would level up, and because we'd switch them out with a Pokemon that would listen to us.
I didn't do that every time.
Yeah. Not every time, but...
But then he started being a bot, so...
Yup. That was my issue as well. But yeah, there was the Bird Keeper right before Union Cave. Then we go into Union Cave, and there's some trainers in there, some usually hikers. That was what we found, so like some Onyxes and Geodudes to fight and whatnot. You found Sandshrew. There was wild Onyxes and Geodudes in there. We tried fishing some more, but we kept only running into Magikarp for the longest time. We did go back when I was trying to find my Sandshrew, and I did eventually catch a Goldeen in there.
It did. I fished around for a long time.
Until you got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was about to give up, and I'm like, just catch two Goldeens or something. And then I did my last fishing, and there was a Goldeen.
And then there was another, like, area that we could explore. Like, there was a ladder that went into, like, a small cave area with some water.
It was a well.
No. In Union Cave, there was a ladder to go down to another smaller area. And there was some people that talked about that in the depths of the cave, on the weekends was what one said, the other one said Fridays, you could hear something in Union Cave. So we haven't gone back and explored that on a weekend or Friday yet.
Could I do that tomorrow?
Yeah, we might do that in the near future. Yeah, we'll look into what's making the noise and if we can figure out what they're all talking about. But then, yeah, we leave Union Cave, there's another trainer, a little patch of grass. And then, like, I was nervous to go too far because I saw a member of Team Rocket standing up there and I didn't want to fight Team Rocket yet. So I was going to, like, go all the way back to a Poke Center.
Yep.
I think I even did. I think I went all the way back to Union Cave, went back to the Poke Center, and then
have to go through the Union Cave to get the Pokemon Center.
Was there one? No, yeah, we did.
We could walk freely to the Pokemon Center. Like,
didn't know that. That's my point. I saw Team Rocket, wasn't feeling like I was ready to fight Team Rocket, so I wanted to heal my Pokemon. So I went back through Union Cave instead of going up to where the Team Rocket person was standing.
No, I'm not talking about going where the Team Rocket person was standing. If you went up, like, a couple stairs or whatever, Union Cave was up there. But if you just kept going, like, to the east, you would have... That's where the Pokemon Center was.
No. Getting out of Union Cave, you go west. There's some steps and a Team Rocket person standing in front of some other pit that you can go into, like another cave, which turns out to be a well. Because going on the steps, you're facing exactly a Team Rocket where he's standing. If he was going to be a trainer to battle, he would walk right over to you and fight you, if that's what he would do. And I assumed that's what he would do. So I go back through Union Cave to go back to the Poke Center near the Slowpoke Tail Salesman, heal, come back through Union Cave, and then go up ready to deal with Team Rocket once you got that far, and it turned out that Team Rocket wasn't going to attack us. And then we could go further west, or to the left, from the well, which puts us into Azalea Town, where we can go to the Poke Center.
Yep.
But again, if that Team Rocket member was a trainer that would attack us for looking at him, I couldn't go up those steps to go that way. Does that make sense?
Not for sure. If you went this way, I thought the Pokemon Center was that way, not through Union Cave. But these are the steps I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing. That's just a wall there. You have to go through Union Cave to get back to the Poke Center.
I thought there was an opening where that wall was.
Yeah, there's no reason for the Poke Center to be right outside the other side of Union Cave because the town's right there.
Yes, but I thought Union Cave wasn't like a passageway or whatever. I thought it was just one cave with one opening.
Interesting.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, there's two different exits there and entrances. That's why you had to walk all the way through the path. And then
yeah, I thought you went to the Pokemon Center where the Slowpoke Trail was. Then you go down, then you go left, then you go up, you explore Union Cave, you go out, then you can go left to the Team Rocket guy.
I mean, you're kind of right, because when you go down from the Poke Center, there's the Bird Keeper guy and a sign that says Union Cave, and you go a little bit left and up some stairs into the cave. But you can't go further left. You have to go into the cave, and then when you come out, it's a very similar situation where you go down some steps and go even further left to get into town. And if you were to go right and up, pretend the cave isn't there, then you're back to the other Poke Center. So I get where you're doing that, but yeah, you have to go. There's two different entrances and exits for the cave. You have to go through the cave, which is normal for these games. Like with
the rock tunnel. We would go through it either way.
So and Mount Moon. It
didn't matter for us.
Anyway, so yeah, the Team Rocket guy's like, well, he didn't tell it he was Team Rocket, but he looked just like the Team Rockets from Red and Blue, so I was like, this person must be Team Rocket. And they were saying the Slowpoke well was closed or something.
Yep, but they were really just capturing Slowpoke and cutting off their tails.
Yeah, because Team Rocket will do anything for money.
Of course.
That's all Pokemon are good for, they've said before. So, we wander on down into Azalea Town, heal up and all that stuff. And we keep hearing these rumors about this person named Kurt who makes custom Pokeballs.
Well, you were, because you were actually talking to everybody else. I started at the other end of town.
Yeah.
And I ran right into Kurt, and Danny's like, what are you doing? They kept telling us about Kurt, and I'm like, I started at the wrong end.
So anyway, we make our way to Kurt, and there was a tree behind this place, so you get an apricorn from there. And he makes a Pokeball out of it for us. Well, he doesn't right away. When we talk to him, he's like, oh, I can't. I gotta go investigate the whole Slowpoke well situation.
Yes.
And he apparently jumped down into the Slowpoke well once you get there because the Team Rocket guy's gone.
Yes, but you wanted to go explore the cave or the grass first, and I just went right into the well. Like, I thought that's where we were going.
Yeah, it's all good.
But then I figured out the way out.
Yeah. And
you just have to step off the ladder and then step back on. Pretty complicated.
Yeah, Ruby thought she was stuck in there. There was no until she found a different exit somewhere.
You thought I was stuck in there too.
Because you told me you were.
I showed you, and I'm like, I can't get out.
Well, I would have assumed you had moved by that point.
Why would I move and risk running into a trainer?
Why do you go to the wrong place?
Because he ran off towards the wall. We followed him. And you didn't communicate it. You wanted to go to the grass and cave.
A lot of things you do. Why did you think Union Cave was one entrance and exit? Despite the fact that we have a very different look inside the cave depending on which door you go in. There's a lot of things I don't know about you. I would assume you would at least move around.
But you should know I try not to continue the story without you.
Yeah, but there was nothing there. Like, you could still take a step without being attacked. Or
that trainer was turning around. He kept going in circles. I didn't want to have him see me.
Okay. Anyway, after finding the Pokemon we wanted, we definitely jumped into the well. And the guy was talking about how he hurt his back when he jumped down there, so he couldn't do anything. And so, yeah, then we face off a bunch of Team Rocket, and we find some Slowpokes that have their tails cut off. But we're told that they grow back, so it's not so bad.
Yeah.
And after dealing with that, we go visit Kurt. He makes us a special Pokeball out of the
white... Lure Ball.
Ah, that's right, the Lure Ball, because for fishing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we both use that on the Goldeen?
Yes.
I know, it's probably a lame thing that we did, but we did.
Yes. I did it because he did it, so don't judge me. Judge him.
Yes, judge me. And so then, yeah, after exploring town, getting that all squared away, we can finally go up against Bugsy, because I don't think we were allowed to get in there at first.
That's true. There was a Team Rocket guy standing there.
Oh, there was another weird kind of trainer in the Union Cave besides hikers. That's where we met the Fire Breather. Anyway, we met the Fire Breather, which was a interesting...
Sorry. entertained by myself. All right, go ahead.
All right, so we found a fire breather, which was a new kind of trainer that we hadn't met before that I can remember. So that was kind of cool. And then inside Bugsy's gym, the first trainers we run into are those twin girls. And we both ended up talking to a different one first.
Yeah, that's true. I like to go off to the side and do everything in a different order than he does.
Because, of course, you can't just do the thing that's right in front of your face right off the bat.
But
anyway, we talked to different twins, and so they attack us together, but, like, it's not a two-on-two battle. In future generations, it will. That's what would happen. But I wish I could play it over and over again, because I want to know who they start with, if it's different just based on the game, or who you talk to first, or what. Because they started with one Pokemon that isn't... Oh, they have the Spinarak and the Ledyba.
Yes.
And you were attacked by one first, and I was attacked by the other one first, I think.
Yeah, you got a Ledyba first, and then a Spinarak, and then I got a Spinarak, then a Ledyba.
And so I was wondering if it's just because of who we talked to, or if it's because Ledybas are in my game and the Spinaraks are in yours, or what?
Well, I wonder if it's who we talked to, then it'd be like, the person I talk to has a Spinarak. The person you talk to has a Ledyba. And we fight the person we talk to first.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was really cool. It was an interesting one. For sure.
And they each have names. Hmm? Both of the twins have names. Are we going to say their names?
I don't remember what their names were. May, I think, was one of them.
Yours was May and mine was Amy. Wait. They can both make each other's names.
Yeah. Yep. That's cool. Anyway, so then I think we have some, like, youngsters, maybe bug catchers and stuff for the other trainers.
Yeah, those were mainly what's in there.
Yeah. And then we fight Bugsy, who has green hair.
And we destroy him.
And we destroyed Bugsy. Bugsy was much easier for me than Faulkner was.
I forget Faulkner? What this... Is Faulkner fire?
No, Faulkner was the bird gym.
Oh, well, Faulkner sounds like fire.
Sure, sure.
It makes me think of it, so just ask it.
I get you. So we beat him, and we get our badge, which is called something. Do you remember what it is?
What the?
What?
I went and talked to him to see if he told me, and now he's trying to fight me.
You could refight him?
I don't know. Try it. Is it just because I hope I saved? I thought I saved. Just a minute, guys, while I destroy this guy. I was going to say Faulkner.
Are you fighting him?
I talked to him, and he automatically fighted me.
Interesting. Well, that's cool. That we can refight the gym leaders. But anyway,
see if you can.
I'm not going to do that right now. So we also somewhere along the way we've picked up another TM, which was Swift, and then beating him gave us Fury Cutter, where the other one gave us the Mud Slap or whatever.
Yep.
Because his Pokemon. Oh, he had a Scyther by the end, didn't he? I think he had a Scyther.
His second Pokemon for me.
Well, yeah, he changes up sometimes. But yeah, so we got Fury Cutter. I already used the TM from the other one and taught it to my Hoot Hoot or Pidgey or something. But I don't know if I'll teach these to anything quite yet. But what's another good feature about Gold and Silver is the pack, because they separate things now. They're not all on one list. So that's you have a ball nice. Pack, you have the item pack, and you have key items, and then you have the TMHM pack, which in the pack... They don't just say TM39 or HM, whatever. See? They give you what they're called right there.
So nice.
It's super nice. And it even describes what they do.
It's called the Hive Badge, guys.
That's right, the Hive Badge.
Also, you may not be able to read.
Did you not save after you fought him?
I don't think I did.
Interesting.
So, I want you to see if you can refight him at some point.
Sure.
Just to double check.
Yeah. I will at some point. Alright. So, apparently Ruby did win, but had to win a second time because,
I didn't win! It was pretty easy. I just rocked through all of his Pokemon, so.
Yeah. So what did he have? Metapod, Scyther, and what? Or is it just those two?
Metapod, Scyther, and... I just fought it! Kakuna!
Oh, Kakuna. So he had the two mid-stages of, like, the bugs from the first... Like red and blue, and then a Scyther at the end. He didn't even use any of the new ones. He didn't use like Spinarak or Ledyba. That's weird.
Well, that's because the twins used them.
Yeah, but you would think the bug gym leader would try out the new ones. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So we also know that there's Ilex Forest
right outside of town. And we did recently learn that, because in one of the houses where I talked to some people, I went re-talking to people now that the Team Rocket was dealt with and the Slowpoke tail, or the Slowpoke well was doing well again.
Mm-hmm.
Doing well.
It's doing well. It's fine.
The well is doing well. Anyway, but there was one place that he said, oh yeah, my assistant or something hasn't come back from the woods yet. So I'm going to guess we're going to find him out there. I don't know what will happen there. But also, we were able to use something out of battle after finishing Bugsy.
Cut.
We don't have Cut yet, but we're probably going to get it soon then.
Yes, I know, because I just fought him. I'm so smart.
So hopefully we'll get Cut soon, because there's a lot of trees that we could cut in other areas. So, oh, something else that happened that I'm not necessarily thrilled about is our mom called and said, even though she's not supposed to, she used some of the money that we're saving to buy us something.
It's not even that good. I don't remember what it was.
But maybe that's where we got the other TM. Or she gets like a potion or something.
It's like a potion.
Okay. I can't remember.
Just a pathetic potion.
Jeez, Mom. Stop spending our money.
We got... Which TM are you talking about?
Swift.
We got ATM from Buzzy.
Yeah, Fury Cutter. I already said all this. Thanks for paying attention.
I was busy fighting.
Anyway, we did go visit our mom at one point, too, and get some money back, because I needed more money for Pokeballs. So I took some money out of my account so I could actually catch things, because I didn't have any money. Now that we fought all those trainers, though, it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that first chunk, because I was like, oh, I need to catch an Ekans. Oh, I have no more Pokeballs.
I ran out of Pokeballs when I was trying to catch a second Sandshrew.
Yep.
So I had to go buy some more.
And then we did get some evolutions. I do have, like, my Butterfree now, and you have your Beedrill now.
Yes.
So that's good. And all of our Pokemon, our starters have evolved, including in Crystal. So Cyndaquil is Quilava. I have my Bayleaf, and you have your...
Croconaw.
All right, which I think should lead us into... Well...
Who's that Pokemon?
Yeah, we should lead into talking about our Pokemon. But before that, I want to mention what my team was going in, despite the fact that I pretty much just used rock stuff.
I didn't tell you my team, because I just used it right now. Boom.
I have Royal, which is my Golding.
I've got Gold, which is my Golding.
I have Dudette, which is your Geodude.
I've got Boulder, which is your Geodude.
I have Leafy, which of course is my Bayleaf.
I've got Crox, which is of course my Crocna.
And Spook, which is my Ghastly.
I think I have Beauty instead.
And I have...
Which is my Butterfree.
Oh, I do have Flutter, which is my Butterfree.
Oh, Cuckoo?
That's your Hoothoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I have Mage, which is my Magikarp. And now I can level them up to level 30, because we got the...
I've got Pointer, which is my Gold.
Beedrill, right? Or is not?
Probably. Yeah, you're right,
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're right.
All right, but, yeah, now we should get into our Pokedexes.
Who's that Pokemon?
Who's that Pokemon?
So we have new Pokemon to go over. Let's see.
You're doing Bayleaf.
All right, Bayleaf. Leaf, number 153. A spicy aroma emanates from around its neck. The aroma acts as a stimulant to restore health.
The scent of spices comes from around its neck. Somehow sniffing it makes you want to fight.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it'll be it.
In Crystal, it says, the scent that wafts from the leaves on its neck causes anyone who smells it to become energetic.
Or make them want to fight, same thing. It's fine.
All right. Quilava, Volcano, number 156. This Pokemon is fully covered by non-flammable fur. It can withstand any kind of fire attack.
That's cool. Be careful if it churns its back during battle. It means that it will attack with the fire on its back.
In Crystal, it says, before battle, it turns its back on its opponents to demonstrate how ferociously its fire blazes.
Butterfree. Butterfly. Number 12. It collects honey every day. It rubs honey onto the hairs on its legs to carry it back to its nest. Okay?
Interesting. Kind of like a bee, sort of.
Yeah, but do bees really put it all over their legs?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. Water repellent. Powder on its wings enable it to collect honey even in the heaviest of rains.
Cool.
In Crystal, it says, it flits from flower to flower collecting honey.
It can even identify distant flowers in bloom.
Oh, that's nice.
Kakuna, cocoon, number 14. From this form, it will grow into an adult. As its body becomes softer, the external shell hardens.
Although it is a cocoon, it can move a little. It can extend its poison barb if it is attacked.
Kakuna, cocoon, number 14. Nearly incapable of movement, it leans against stout trees while waiting for its evolution. We saw that in the anime where they were all attached to a bunch of trees.
Oh yeah, we did.
And then they put Metapod there too.
Beedrill, poison bee, number 15. It can take down any opponent with its powerful poison stingers. It sometimes attacks in swarms.
It has three poison barbs. The barb on its tail secretes the most powerful poison. In Crystal, it says, it uses sharp, poisonous stings to defeat prey, then takes the victim back to its nest for food. Lediba, five star. Not sure what that means. Number 165. When the weather turns cold, lots of Lediba gather from everywhere to cluster and keep each other warm.
It is very timid. It will be afraid to move if it's alone, but it will be active if it is in a group. That's interesting.
In Crystal, it says, it is timid and clusters together with others. The fluid secreted by its feet indicates its location.
Spinarak, string spit, right?
Yep, string spit.
Oh, that's kind of disgusting. Number 167. It lies still in the same pose for days in its web, waiting for its unsuspecting prey to wander close.
It spins a web any size, catches thieves, just like Flat. Just kidding. It spins a web using fine but durable thread. It then waits patiently for prey to be trapped.
I like how some are kind of like the same, but others are like so different.
You know. If prey becomes ensnared in its nest of spun string, it waits motionlessly until it becomes dark. Geodude, rock, 74. It uses its arms to steadily climb steep mountain paths. It swings its fist around if angered.
Geodude, rock, 74. Most people may not notice, but a closer look should reveal that there are many Geodude around.
Proud of their sturdy bodies, they bash against each other in a contest to prove whose is harder.
Oh, goodness.
Zubat, bat, number 41. Capable of flying safely in dark places, it emits ultrasonic cries to check for any obstacles.
While flying, it consistently emits ultrasonic waves from its mouth to check its surroundings.
During the day, it gathers with others and hangs from the ceilings of old buildings and caves.
Sounds like a bat to me. Togepi, spike ball, number 175. The shell seems to be filled with joy. It is said that it will share good luck when treated kindly.
Aww. A proverb claims that happiness will come to anyone who can make a sleeping Togepi stand up. In Crystal, it says it is considered to be a symbol of good luck. Its shell is said to be filled with happiness. Sandshrew, mouse, number 27. Disliking water, it lives in deep burrows in arid areas. It can roll itself instantly into a ball.
If it fell from a great height, this Pokemon could save itself by rolling into a ball and bouncing. Bouncy ball, bouncy ball.
In Crystal, it says, it prefers dry, sandy places because it uses the sand to protect itself when threatened.
Ekans, snake, number 23. It can freely detach its jaw to swallow large prey whole. It can become too heavy to move, however.
It always hides in grass. When first born, it has no poison, so its bite is painful, but harmless.
Pretty sure it's harm if it's pain.
In Crystal, it says, it flutters the tip of its tongue to seek out the scent of prey, then swallows the prey whole.
Wooper, waterfish, number 194. This Pokemon lives in cold water. It will leave the water to search for food when it gets cold outside.
When it walks around on the ground, it coats its body with a slimy, poisonous film. In Crystal, it says, a mucous membrane covers its body. Touching it barehanded will cause a shooting pain. Unknown, symbol, number 201. Its flat, thin body is always stuck on walls. Its shape appears to have some meaning.
Their shapes look like hieroglyphics on ancient tablets. It is said that the two are somehow related.
In Crystal, it says, because different types of unknown exist, it is said that they must have a variety of abilities. Yeah, all hidden power that all do something different.
Hoppip. Cottonweed, number 187. To keep from being blown away by the winds, they gather in clusters. They do enjoy gentle breezes, though.
Its body is so light, it must grip the ground firmly with its feet to keep from being blown away. In Crystal, it says it can be carried away on even the gentlest breeze. It may even float all the way to the next town. Magikarp, fish number 129. For no reason, it jumps and splashes about, making it easy for predators like Pidgeotto to catch it mid-jump. Ooh, so we have like a... So you learn that like Ekans eat like Pidgey eggs and Spearow eggs or something last time, I think. So like Ekans can eat like the Pidgey stuff and the Pidgeys can eat the Magikarp. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. An underpowered pathetic Pokemon, it may jump high on rare occasions, but never more than 7 feet.
In Crystal it says, this weak and pathetic Pokemon gets easily pushed along rivers when there are strong currents. They're really trying to convince us to not like Magikarp. But we know the truth. We know what Magikarp becomes.
Also, Magikarp is hilarious. Carp, 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 carp.
And yeah, so now my Pokedex says I've seen 43 different Pokemon and I own 33.
Same.
Nice. And Crystal, I've seen 36 Pokemon, so not nearly as many, and I own only 30.
Slacker.
I'm a slacker. I'll have to catch up quick.
Big, big, big slacker.
Oh, yeah. So I should also mention that in my Crystal game, I haven't quite caught up. And there's not been a whole lot of differences yet either. So, like, I've gotten to Union Cave, about halfway through Union Cave. I've been a little slack on getting that played through. So, if anything new comes up with, like, Kurt or Bugsy or anything like that, I can report on that next week.
Slacker!
Yeah. Alright, so, next time we'll probably be talking about some more manga and anime and our journey there. And then after that, we'll catch up to where we're at in the next town. So Ilex Forest is one thing we're doing, and then I have no idea where we're going to end up, because again, I don't know these games.
Well, at least you figured out that we were fighting a bug trainer.
Well, you know, the name Bugsy was a big clue.
Bugsy kind of sounds like we would be fighting a leaf trainer.
Yes, absolutely.
So that would be good against our rocks, so I mean...
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to fighting Bugsy with Quilava. Quilava will just burn through those things.
Let's do.
So then the last thing to do is open up Pokemon cards.
Yes!
Do you want Astral Radiance, which has Decidueye on it, or do you want Brilliant Stars, which has a Pokemon that I actually don't know the name of?
Brilliant Stars looks prettier, but you can have whichever one you want.
I will take my Decidueye. I like Decidueye.
You go first, or am I?
You can go first if you want.
I do want. Alright. My first one is a Corphish, a water Pokemon. He has Water Gun and Crab Hammer. 10 and 50 damage.
Man, and these cards smell so good.
They do. Golett. Mudslap. Mudslap.
We know about Mudslap.
And it does 10 damage. Yeah, that's not true. And then Pound, 20 damage. My next one is Deden, 70 health and psychic Pokemon. Deden Flash does 20 plus. If your opponent has exactly one prize card remaining, this attack does 60 more damage, and your opponent's active Pokemon is now confused. Wow. Kumchu! I like Kumchu, even though I think that's not hanging out of his nose. It's fine. Water Pokemon Chili and 20 damage. Duskull. Psychic Pokemon, well, I think it's technically a ghost. Perplex, 10 damage. Flip a coin if heads your opponent's active Pokemon is now confused. Thraw, fighting type Pokemon. Lunge out, 30 damage. Seismic Toss.
You guys always pronounce that wrong.
And I always correct myself, so back off.
And what's his name? Thraw, or is it Throw?
Who knows?
Probably Throw.
Go with that.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Throw. There's Sock and Throw from Sword and Shield.
Okay.
So like Sock as in like you punch somebody? You Sock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. My next one is a normal type, a Staraptor. evolves from Starvia,
which
evolves from Starly. Strong Breeze costs 3 energy. Your opponent shuffles their active Pokemon and all attached cards into their deck. That would be very painful. Then he also has Spinning Bird, 180 damage. Discard 2 energy cards from this Pokemon. Then I got a Dark Energy. Kind of looks pretty. Then a trainer card, Supporter, Cafe Master. Choose up to 3 of your bench Pokemon. For each of those Pokemon, search your deck for a different type of basic energy card and attach it to that Pokemon. Then shuffle your deck. Your turn ends. Oh, then Gabite, Dragon Pokemon. Evolves from Gible, Water, and Fighting.
Nice. Dragon are fun.
It's cool. Grottle evolves from Turtwig. Didn't you get one?
I think I did at some point.
Leaf Pokemon abilities: Sun Drenched Shell. Once during your turn, you may search your deck for a grass Pokemon, reveal it, and put it into your hand, then shuffle your deck.
I think that's the exact version I got, actually.
Nice. And that's the last one. What about you?
Well, I have a Hisuian Quillfish, which is a dark type Pokemon. And his ability is, he doesn't need energy to use it, but it only does 10 times the number of heads you flip. So if you get no heads, it's 0 damage. If you get a bunch of heads in a row, it does a ton of damage.
Okay.
All right. Oshawott, water Pokemon, starter Pokemon from one of the gens.
Oh, I had a bunch of Oshawotts in all the evolutions.
Some Hoot Hoot.
Hoot Hoot doesn't come for a while, I don't think so.
Yeah. I remember. Poniard, which is a metal or steel type Pokemon. Puchina, I don't know how they pronounce it actually. But it's like basically Pooch as in like a dog and hyena mixed together. Stantler is my like shiny card.
Ooh, it's pretty.
Let's see. Ooh, Regirock. So one of the Regi Pokemon, the legendary Pokemon's like Regirock, Regice.
Oh, yep.
And this one's fighting type because he's, you know, a rock or ground type or whatever. Which is why his weakness is grass, even though the card is fighting type. Yeah, that's cool. Regigate. Search your deck for a basic Pokemon and put it onto your bench, then shuffle your deck. That's cool.
Nice.
Giga Impact does 140 damage, but during your next turn, this Pokemon cannot attack. I also got Dark Energy.
Oh, and it's just as pretty as mine.
I got Kamado, which is from Pokemon Legends Arceus, I believe.
Arceus?
I don't know how to pronounce that either. It's Arceus or Arceus.
Okay. I've just heard it called Arceus, so when you said Arceus, I just wanted to make sure.
I've heard it both ways.
Well, that's probably because it could be pronounced both ways.
I was making a psych reference. Anyway, choose a card in your hand and discard the other cards. If you do, draw 4 cards. Ooh, Super Reflective Glasses. Let's see. When applying weakness to damage from the attacks of the Pokemon this card is attached to, done to your opponent's active Pokemon, apply it as x3. So if you're hitting the weakness of another Pokemon, instead of x2, it's now x3.
That's cool.
Ooh, Bronzong. Evolves from Bronzor. Ability Heat Proof. Prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks from your opponent's fire Pokemon. So he can't be... Oh, interesting. I'm very confused by this.
Can I see?
Well, I will let you see in just a second, but his ability is Heat Proof, so it prevents all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks from your opponent's fire Pokemon. And he has an ability called Hammer In, which is just 100 damage, but his resistance is grass, so like minus 30 for grass damage at him.
Okay.
His weakness is fire, so it doubles the damage against him, but he has an ability that makes it so that fire...
That's really cool.
Like, if you have a way of canceling abilities... Then the fire Pokemon can still demolish him, but
it's
like
still really cool.
That's just really interesting. And then that's it. That's my my cards.
So this is always going?
Should be. It's an ability.
That is so weird.
Right? Why have a weakness for fire if you can't be damaged by it? I mean, I'm sure there's ways around it, like I said.
But... Well, yeah, but it's still really cool and weird.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Alright. So yeah, that's our episode. Routes Through Pokemon is a Hunterfield Institute production. We can be found on YouTube at Hunterfield Institute. We have a Facebook group called Routes Through Pokemon. I'm on X at Hunterfield Inns. And we are also on Instagram at Kinetic_Card. You can listen to us on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and other podcasting platforms. so please like, subscribe, rate, review. And you can also reach us with any comments and concerns, corrections, name suggestions for the tallies, all that stuff, at hunterfieldmanor@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next route. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Part 18. Pink Hair Returns. Violet sat on the ground behind the Pewter City gym, glaring at the pink-haired girl who had just knocked her over for the second time. She, too, was sitting in the dirt and staring back at Violet. After a handful of seconds passed by, they both got to their feet slowly.
You I'm have sorry, got to be the clumsiest so trainer I've ever met. You nearly knocked me off a cliff last time, and your Pokemon are just as... Wait, what?
Pink Hair jumped back, her eyes going wide.
What?
Did you just say you have a badge?
Violet's teeth were clenched hard.
Oh, yeah!
The girl grinned.
I just beat Brock and got my boulder badge.
It was all Violet could do not to scream in frustration. She did not like the girl with pink hair, and now she learned that she was walking in her shadow, and would be for a while if she didn't find a way to catch up.
It was kind of a crazy battle. Fire Edge and Strawberry were not great for dealing with rock and ground attacks, but Lala, my Jigglypuff, helped with its singing, and then Leaf Edge was fantastic. Oh, hey, did you want to battle? We could get some practice in before I head off to the next gym in Cerulean City.
Violet was shaking and didn't dare open her mouth, lest she start shouting. Pink Hair frowned and took another step back, possibly wondering if Violet was about to explode like a Voltorb.
Or not. We don't have to. I just thought it would be good for us to keep sharpening our skills. Oh, hey, how many badges do you have? Maybe we're not even at the same level, or maybe we are and you got lost and skipped over Pewter City by accident, just like I did. Probably not, though. I don't think that happens to a lot of people. Oh, I'm Hanako, by the way.
The girl extended a hand to shake Violet's. When Violet simply glared down at it, Hanako slowly retracted it.
Maybe I should just go.
The girl dipped her head and quieted down.
Sorry again for running into you. Bye.
She gave a small wave and made her way in the direction of the Pokemon Center. Violet didn't even watch her leave. She was fuming inside and was even more annoyed that the girl was acting all friendly and nice.
She wouldn't be so pleasant if I was ahead of her in badges, and I bet she doesn't have Team Rocket chasing after her or had her father drown in...
Violet trailed off as the memory of that particular incident stabbed through her heart.
Okay, Violet, we can't think about that. Stay strong. Stay focused.
She took a deep breath and continued around the building and came to the front door of the Pokemon Gym. She stared at the door for about a minute before reaching out one trembling hand and yanking it open. Stepping inside, she could see a handful of trainers battling one another with rock Pokemon, and Violet had to assume they were being trained in by Brock, the gym leader. There were a couple of statues near the front with a plaque that listed Brock as the leader of that gym, and standing near them was a man in glasses, and he called out to Violet, "Yo, champ in the making!" Violet looked around, and confirming the guy was addressing her, she walked over, carefully looking for any sign of an R on his clothing. "Come on, come on! Don't take all day!" When Violet finally reached him, he held out his hand. "All right, let me see your Pokedex." She slowly handed it over. "You're registered, right?" The girl thought for a minute, uncertain, and started to nod. The man lost interest as he hit a few buttons on the Pokedex and nodded himself. "Yep, all right. Violet from Cerulean City. Currently 0 badges. This is your first gym then, I take it?"
Yes.
"Okay, so this is the Pewter City Gym. Brock is the gym leader and rock type are his speciality."
"Yeah, I know."
The man lowered his head and peered over his glasses. "Oh, you know, do you? Good for you! Now don't interrupt me, Miss Smarty Pants." Violet frowned. She was astonished at just how many people out in the world were really rude and annoying. "Oh,
And rock-type Pokemon are pretty susceptible to water and grass attacks, so I'd recommend using those if you have any. Meanwhile, normal attacks won't work great against the rock-hard bodies of these Pokemon, and Pokemon like bug-types and flying-types could really get crushed here. Not sure if he was finished, Violet continued to stand there, eyebrows raised at him as he dispensed a bunch of information she already knew. Well, don't just stand there, go on in! Be warned, though, you'll have to face a trainer or two before getting to Brock. Now that was something she had not known. Violet walked farther into the gym, and sure enough, she was challenged by a trainer just a few feet in. However, Mizu made short work of his Geodude. A few bubble attacks from the Horsea was all it really took to soften up those rockheads. The rest of the trainers were either preoccupied or maybe thought it was pointless to go up against her water Pokemon, leaving her path clear to reach Brock.
Hi, welcome to the Pewter City Gym. Are you ready to take me on?
Violet nodded. Though, even with the type advantage, she did not feel certain this was going to go in her favor.
But that pink-haired girl did it, so it should be easy,
she thought to herself.
All right, you can use up to 6 Pokemon if you have them. I will just be using 2, but they are very strong. Good luck.
Violet's first instinct was to toss out Mizu again and just drench whatever rock Pokemon Brock threw at her. But she had second thoughts, worried by Brock's words. If his Pokemon were well-trained, which they probably were, she feared Mizu might be taken out too early. Making a decision, she reached for a Pokeball and held it up. Brock did the same. They both approached the center of the battlefield and crossed arms. The man with the glasses stepped out to the side of the field and announced,
"The match is about to begin. At the count of 3, you will both release your Pokemon. 1, 2, 3!
The Pokeballs dropped. To be continued.